to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create the life that you desire. And folks, just so you know, these same tools that I share in the videos are the tools that I used to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, to overcome abuse, divorce, and near death. So check that out when you sign up for the free newsletter. That's when you're going to get the videos. So that website again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to invite you to check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is the story of my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, abuse, divorce, being given just 30 minutes to live, and having a near-death experience, just soaring above it all and creating a happy, healthy, and abundant life. So you can purchase Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And the book is available in ebook and hard copy versions. Now, before we get started with the show, I also want to share with you that I will be in Southern Ontario, Canada on April the 18th. It's in Burlington, actually. I'll be giving a talk and doing a book signing. So I want to invite you all to come out for that. And to learn more details about the time and the location, visit the website AskSueLondon.com, and you'll see all the details on the calendar area. Now, Chris, I am so excited about today's show.
I am just so excited, too. You recognize that theme, Sue?
I do. For anybody who may not know that, maybe you're a little young, that is actually the theme from the hit TV show, My Three Sons. And today we have the most cutest child actor, Barry Livingston, here with us. He's actually grown up now, but he is known to millions as Ernie from the hit TV show My Three Sons. Were you old enough to watch that show, Chris?
I absolutely was. I actually saw it in reruns, though. Okay. I was born in 1973, and I remember we didn't have cable, but our local broadcast channel, one of the big three, they carried the show as an after-school treat. So I used to see it, in the afternoon.
Oh, so, well, see, I'm in Canada, right? So for me to see it in Canada, I had to sneak out of bed as a little girl. And I didn't get to see it that often, but I remember seeing Barry a lot in the reruns of the different shows like the Ozzie and Harriet show and the different, shows like that. So I'm really excited to have him here. And before we get started with him, tomorrow's a big day for you, my friend, eh?
Oh, you brought it up.
I'm not singing it to you, but I want to wish you so many, many more happy birthdays to come. Tomorrow's listeners, Chris's birthday. What's the number this year, Chris?
Oh, the Jack Benny's age, the big 39.
Oh, my gosh, you're so old.
But thank you so much, Sue. You remember everything. You remember the most important things about people. That's why I love you so much.
Well, you know what? Birthdays, as you know, for me, Chris, are huge. And like, I had 30 minutes to live in my life, and I saw how short life is. So when someone has a birthday, rejoice in it, be happy, excited, and, have a wonderful day and continue to have many more. So, yeah, I wish I was down there with you. I just would be having a wonderful day with you tomorrow. So I will be with you.
Well, I tried to get all of the businesses and schools and everything to close tomorrow, but that's the
they're
only thing.
They're not doing it?
Nah, they're still going to stay open.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got to get onto the show now because we've got to get Barry on here and start sharing about his amazing journey. His book is fantastic and beyond. It's called The Importance of Being Ernie, From My Three Sons to Mad Men, A Hollywood Survivor Tell All. Chris, this book, I was saying to Barry earlier that I love it when I read a story about, you know, someone sticking with it, never giving up and going through challenges, but just keeping at it and, you know, soaring. And this is just such an empowering book. I really want to encourage every listener to go to Barry's website, theimportanceofbeingernie.com, and pick up a copy of this book. It is phenomenal. So let's get on ready for the show, shall we, Chris?
Let's do it.
Okay. So let's bring Barry on. I want to invite you all to help me welcome Barry Livingston, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
I am so excited about your book that I can't get my words out fast enough. And I have to, what I didn't tell Chris was I got my B12 shot today, which means I'm really like a real motor mouth when that happens. So it's just starting to kick in.
Good.
So you have had an amazing journey, and it is just still unfolding even more.
I should say, too, probably just to preface it, it's that website, The Importance of Being Ernie, is kind of my personal website where you can learn more about the book and things. To purchase the book, you probably should go to Amazon.com. It's a little bit cumbersome for me to do the sales through that website. That said, the book is... was an interesting experience for me, and my career as an actor has come from the very beginning era of classic TV in the mid 50s, and then going through My Three Sons, and then the period of which I faced adversity and found myself in serious straits in my career where it just wasn't happening. In my personal life, things were not particularly going great. And then trying to put it all back together and seeing how, and you take it one step at a time to try to rebuild what you have and try to make it into a life you're happy with. And, took some time and stick to it a bit. But, I have a real nice acting career as it is today.
Can I ask you, when I wrote my life story, Soar Above It All, I found it very healing for me. Would you say you had a similar experience that was very healing for you when you wrote your book? Or was it just more reflective?
I was in a good space. I mean, it wasn't like I started the book in a place where I needed to come. I just finished a number of big films, You Don't Mess With the Zohan with Adam Sandler and His Daughter. I just had finished The Social Network, which actually that I didn't know it at the time. But when I started writing the book, about a year later, it was nominated for 10 Academy Awards and won, Best Picture for
Golden
Globe.
That's right.
So, I was feeling pretty good in my personal life at that point, I thought. And that's what made me think, I kind of looked back at my journey and I went, there was a big bang explosion early in my career and my life.
Yeah.
But then it went away, And by the time I hit my mid to late 20s, like many child actors, you're suddenly not the new kid on the block anymore by any means, and you're if anything you're cast out into the desert to fend for yourself suddenly, where you were a very welcome person at the studio, and they no longer want, and that hurt that leads to, I think in some cases including mine, drugs and alcohol and just a general sense of low self-esteem, and some people, it's fatal,
we've heard many times over the news, right?
Sure. It's a tough situation, but that when I looked back and then I saw where I started, my middle years, and then where I was today, I went, okay, I think there's kind of an interesting arc for a book. You know, my life and work is anywhere near over, but this phase of it, you know, I just saw that there was a story to tell that I think would be inspiring to people, and certain for me, it was fun to go back and revisit those times with some amazing people that I had the opportunity to work with.
And we are going to talk more about that, but we're going to take a break now. I do want to tell everyone listening, you have the opportunity to phone in today and ask Barry your questions. So if you want to phone in and ask Barry any questions, you can call our switchboard at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions on the feedback area of the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com website. When we come back, we're going to have some trivia, and we'll have Barry share some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is actor Barry Livingston, and we're talking about how playing the role of Ernie Douglas was so important in Barry's life. Now, I want to share a bit of a trivia thing with you. Did you know that Chip was actually Barry's real-life brother? Now, Barry, I had an email come to me earlier from one of our fans and asking what is Chip / Stanley up to now?
What is Chip's family up to now, you saying?
Chip / / Stanley. His real name is Stanley, right?
Stanley, my brother. Yeah, that's my real brother. Yeah, what's he
great.
Up to now?
Yeah.
He is, he's done more work behind the camera. He gave up acting probably 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and he's been... We are producing some small films, some indie films, and just basically, he actually has a very good thing that if anyone wants to get their kids into show business, he has a video kind of informational, thing called the Actor's Journey. If you go to the actorsjourney.com, and it's a kind of a how-to book DVD that he made, actually, and it's all about the industry and getting into it, and hopefully your kids will have a positive experience from it.
Wow. Now, do you want to share with the listeners how it all unfolded for you? Because it's quite a story.
Well, my beginning thing was, my very first job was a movie with Paul Newman, Joe and Woodward, called Rally Around the Flag Boys, and my brother Stan actually was also cast in that movie, and we were playing their kids in the film. And I guess the real interesting point about that movie was I wasn't wearing glasses when I began, the film. I was about 5 years old. But the director and I, had a big run-in that he kind of got really upset with me during the shooting of the film. But the scene in particular where I was supposed to be watching a TV and just ignoring Paul Newman, who played my dad. And anyway, he kept yelling at me because my eyes were wandering and they weren't looking at the TV, and he thought I was just, not being a professional. And eventually, they determined, and even Paul Newman sort of intervened. He was very cool. He kind of said, hey, lay off the kid. He's 5 years old. He's probably, just tired or distracted. And he tried to kind of figure it out. He said, somebody give me a hand puppet or something. And he was a big old TV cabinet, it was empty, but it's what I was supposed to be looking at, like there was a TV there. And he kind of crawled in it and said, I'll give him something to look at, and he's doing a little puppet show. And even that, even then the director's going, he's still not looking at the TV. So they rushed him to a hospital. They thought it was maybe having a seizure, but that wasn't it. They determined that I had an astigmatism and I needed glasses. And then when I came back to the set a day or two later with my new glasses, I was promptly fired.
Oh,
that he
producers thought that Paul Newman Sutton wouldn't be wearing glasses, you know.
Wow. So it was all because of your eyesight. It wasn't, yeah.
That was my entry into show business is, you know, you're hot one day, next day you're walking the street. But, you know, ironically, that became the almost the signature look for my character as a child actor was the big on-rim glasses. So,
yeah.
You know, what looked to be this catastrophic emotional, you know, disaster in the long run turned out to be a good thing that I wound up.
Oh, I'm telling you, I thought you were the cutest.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Now, and then you went on. So, okay, so you were, you know, doing that. And then what was the next thing that happened?
Well, you know, I wound up doing some movies with some, you know, real icons of that era. You know, Jackie Gleason called Papa's Devil Condition and Errand Boy with Jerry Lewis. You know, and these are all the people that I wrote about in the book. You know, Myrna Loy and Lucille Ball I wound up working with. I wound up going on to the Ozzie and Harriet show and played a recurring character there for a couple years.
Yes.
So I became real friendly with the Nelsons and, you know, Rick, who was a big pop star of the era.
Yes.
You know, and met Elvis Presley. You know, there were some great, exciting times, you know, that took a limo ride with Elvis. And, you know, these are things that when I went back to write the book, it shocked me that I'd started thinking about some of these stories and anecdotes and things that I've told people over the years, which people generally have said, you should write a book. So
yeah.
You know, when I started actually cataloging all these episodes of my life where I ran into amazing, interesting people, Dick Van Dyke and Jack Benny, and, you know, I went, well, you know, it was amazing to put it down into print and then see it. So, and then My Three Sons came along when I was about 10 years old. I came onto that show as The Friend Next Door.
And you got that basically because of your brother, correct?
Well, I was already, like I say, I was working quite a bit before that, so I was a pretty well-known child actor. And, I came on, you know, about the fourth year of the show. My Three Sons came on in 1960, so it was about probably 63, 64, where I came on as, you know, just kind of the friend of a neighborhood boy. But in the next year, Tim Considine, who played Mike, who was the original oldest son, you know, left the show, and so I was kind of there in the bullpen, you know, waiting for the call to come up to the big leagues, and nobody told us that. You know, I don't know if they were preparing if they knew Tim was going to be leaving in a year or so, and I was brought on as a backup, but that's just the way it worked out when Tim left. Yeah. I was brought on as the adopted son.
And then, so then after you did My Three Sons, what was the next step in your acting career?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate. There was a lot of talk in my house, you know, from my parents of how hard it is and the pitfalls and, you know, child actors, very difficult transition to become an adult actor. It doesn't happen that often. And, you know, you can find yourself, you know, in trouble if you don't get an education. But I wound up doing another series called Sons and Daughters and did all of the big network shows of that era. I did Ironside and...
How old were you at that point, Barry?
Well, I was 18. You know, 18, this is over a few years. I did from early 20s. I was working very consistently. I mean, it wasn't like it just ended. I went to New York, worked on Broadway. Wrote about that whole episode, and it was almost like when I came back. The latter part of the 70s is when, you know, and it was shocking to me because I thought, well, I'm over the hump. I'm in my 20s. I'm still working. And then it just stopped. I don't, you know, there was no rhyme or reason. I think to look at anything, television itself, the whole landscape of television had become really fixated on nighttime soap operas. It was Dallas and Knot Landing. And at least that's what my agent was telling me. He said, there's no roles for young people. It's all Falcon Crest and, you know, these pot boiler soap operas with John Forsythe and, you know, and young people, strangely enough, there really wasn't a whole lot of programming being geared towards young people. And so I was, you know, that's when my life took a radical turn. And, you know, it was a trying time.
So let me ask you this. Why do you think that some child stars lose everything? Like, you know, we talked about them losing their lives. They lose their money, their reputations. What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, it's a shock to the system. You think you're on an upward trajectory in your life and your career, and then somebody pulls the rug out from under your feet, and you're suddenly adrift. You don't have a direction. You don't have the career you thought you were going to have. A lot of people have this inflated sense of self-importance, having been on a TV show and all the attention and fame and money and all that that comes with it, and then suddenly you're no longer part of that world. Your self-esteem, I think, takes a real dive.
Yeah.
Because you've invested your own identity in something that's not real to begin with.
And you don't really get prepared from the adults about that, do you?
My parents were always talking about that, maybe to a fault, you know, and okay. telling me how hard it was going to be, and you're in for trouble, and blah, 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 and, you know, you better go to college, and, you know, and if, so, you know, from a very early age, maybe this is why I survived the whole ordeal, I wasn't real fixated and comfortable being a celebrity. I didn't really take to the whole fame part.
Okay.
I liked acting, you know, I loved the acting part, but I really felt shy and sort of uncomfortable being the center of attention.
That was me.
Cool.
Yeah,
you know,
I can relate.
Yeah, and so oddly enough, when the show went away, I wasn't like, it was kind of a, you know, that was it was fun, but it was not natural to me to be the focus of attention in my personal life. So, you know, I the pressure was off a little bit. I mean, I liked the fact that being famous gave you opportunities for more acting jobs, but I was not really that crazy about walking into a crowd of people at a nightclub or wherever and people pointing at you. And, you know, that part always...
And are you okay with that now? Are you okay with that?
I'm a lot more mature now. But it's not at the same level. It's just not at that same kind of, you know, when you're right in a TV series when it's happening, you just can't go anywhere. You know, it's just very difficult to go to a supermarket, to the store, or a record store, or whatever you did.
Wow.
You just can't walk into a place and somebody look at you and go, hey, I know you. You know, and as fun as that may seem to people maybe who aren't in show business, it takes its toll because at some point you just go, I don't have enough energy for, you know, everywhere I go to you know, just do the dance of hey, yes, you know, lovely to meet
just
you too.
Just being a kid,
And it is, but at some point you just go, I'm tired. I just want to walk somewhere anonymously and go from point A to point B without five people coming up and shaking my hand. So anyway, you know, it may sound self-centered or whatever, but that's the truth.
We've had Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson, on the show, and she said that even now, like, she can't go out, people still throw stuff at her, and, you know, for being Nellie Olson. So, you know, and also our friend Mary McDonough from Walton.
Same
thing with her. She gets recognized, and same thing.
Some people enjoy that, though. Some people crave the attention. Danny Bonaducci, I think, was somebody who relishes that kind of attention, and probably in his heyday did. You know, I just wasn't in my makeup that I craved it or felt like I could exploit it or meet girls with it. I didn't see the upside.
Because you're an all around wonderful American guy. That's what it is, Barry.
Maybe,
you're a wonderful guy.
Let's leave it at that. Well, I'll say yes.
And on that note, we're going to have to take a commercial break. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to be back after this short break, and Barry will share more about his journey. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter King has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter King for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterking.org or contact Peter King at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have actor Barry Livingston with us here today, folks. And if you just tuned in, Barry's sharing with us how it was so important for him to play the role of Ernie on the hit TV show My Three Sons. Barry has had an amazing journey, and it's still got more chapters unfolding. We have been talking about his book, The Importance of Being Ernie, from the hit TV show My Three Sons to Mad Men, a Hollywood survivor tell-all. Barry, can you tell everyone again where they can go to get your book?
Yeah, I think the best place is probably Amazon.com or even BarnesandNoble.com. Those are the easiest ways to get it at the moment. I have a website, TheImportanceOfBeingErnie.com. Mm-hmm. But, I'm not selling books there at the moment. Maybe some point down the line I might. But it's mainly just, you can read some excerpts in the book, and some pictures and things about what I'm doing today and why I wrote the book. But to actually purchase it, I'd say if you really want to get it, you can get it hard copy or the e-books, through Amazon.com is the best way to get it.
Good. Well, folks, I can't talk highly and enough about how great this book is because, if you're listening and you're going through any kind of trial or tribulation or you just are ready to quit, you need to read Barry's book, The Importance of Being Ernie. It is such an empowering book, and you've heard me talk about other people's books in the past on the show. This book, it stands so high on the list to me that it's just such an empowering book. I really recommend that each one of you get a copy of this book after the show or during the commercial break. Now, Barry, you have worked with many incredible people. So how about we talk about some of those never-before-told stories? Sound good?
Well, okay. Pick one.
Okay, let's start with Lucille Ball.
Well, Lucy was the owner of the studio where they shot My Three Sons. Desi Lu, which she formed actually Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, Desi Lu. Then they divorced, and it just became, it was Desi Lu without Desi. And she ran the place. She was, you know, she was not only doing her producing and starring in her own show, which at that time was the Lucy Show, she was producing a lot of other TV shows. Most people don't realize she was producing Star Trek, the original, you know, with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy and Hogan's Hero, My Favorite Martian, and The Untouchables. These are all, you know, very popular shows in the 60s that came out of Lucille Ball, the Desi Lu Productions. So she, you know, she was quite a dynamo, you know, and I used to see her on the lot. And, she's, you know, she was always streaking from one place to another in her golf cart, and bandana around her neck and cigarette dangling from her lip. And one day she's like whizzed by me and she went, "Hi, Barry." I was like, "Holy crap, she knows my name." But, you know, that completely blew my mind that she knew who I was. Because I had, you know, grown up watching I Love Lucy and some, you know, great shows. And so, yeah. And then not long after that, I was asked to do an episode of her show. And
You pulled some pranks, I understand, didn't you?
Well, that was later. That was okay. when I was on My Three Sons, and that was
more of a withdrawing,
huh?
Well, was not William Frawley, didn't he encourage you to pull pranks?
Well, yeah, he was. That's when we were on. I was on My Three Sons at that time, and My Three Sons shot right next door to the Lucy Show.
Right.
And
okay.
William Frawley and Vivian Vance, you know, famously were not fans of each other. You could see that just even there in the way they worked together on I Love Lucy, which was made for great comedy, but off stage they were not friends. And so Bill was always getting us, my brother and I, to, you know, pull kind of any prank he could to disrupt Vivian Vance's life was made him very happy. And so we'd collect these film cans, and after lunch occasionally at Bill's urging, we'd go over and he'd hold open the door to the Lucy Show soundstage where they were shooting, and the second he heard Vivian's voice over a loudspeaker, he instructs Dan and I to frisbee these giant metal film cans into their soundstage, and it would sound like a bomb going off, and that would make him very, very happy. You'd hear them say, "God," you know, and then he'd go, come on, let's get out of here, come on, let's go, you know, he'd run back to his dressing room and have a good laugh, so. He was a prankster.
and tell us about working with Fred McMurray.
McMurray, he was a big star, you know. I mean, he was, when he came to My Three Sons, he was a major, major movie star. You know, he had the great films of the 30s and 40s, things like Double Indemnity and The Caine Mutiny and The Apartment, and had just done for Disney The Absent-Minded Professor and the Shaggy Dog. So, he was riding a real high point in his career, and then he came to My Three Sons, and this was something he wanted to do with his life, I think, at that point. They gave him a very sweet deal the way, you know, they would shoot around him.
Yeah, tell everybody about that. Tell everybody how the shooting went. I was surprised at that.
Most television series, you would start an episode on a Monday, and, you know, if it's a half-hour show, by Friday, you'd shot everything there was. It's done. But the way we shot, and it was to just maximize time that we'd have with Fred McMurray, is that we would shoot nothing but his scenes out of every episode that they could. You would work out of 10 episodes a day sometimes, and you would just shoot the scenes he was in and his close-up, and then you'd move on to the next scene and do the master shot that he was in and his close-up, and then he would be there for about 2 months, and we would just focus on him. And then at the, you know, at that point, he would leave and go off and, you know, be with his family, go, you know, travel the world, whatever he was doing, while we were there doing all the other scenes that he wasn't in every episode, and then even your close-ups that were skipped for scenes that they had already shot his, they'd come back to, and you'd shoot your close-up. But you would be reading off stage. It wouldn't be McMurray. It would be a script girl.
Kind of confusing.
Well, you know, once it was all put together, it would look seamless. Looks like it was all shot in one day, you know, shot in a week or something. It was, but that's the magic of editing and the way they put things together. So,
McMurray
was a great guy. He was a very good guy. I liked him a lot.
Well, can we take a second? We've got somebody that's called into the station that wants to ask you a question. So can we take a break from sharing these stories and then take a question?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Janet from Westerly. Are you on the air there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Janet.
I'm sorry, I'm talking while you're talking. I just wanted to call in and say it's really exciting to hear. That was one of my favorite shows, and I miss it. I don't know if it's in syndication or not, but I haven't seen it for a long time, but I really love that show. And I may have missed it, he may have already said, but I'm just wondering what you're doing now.
Well, I'm primarily, I'm still acting. I'm going to add the book that I wrote, The Importance of Being Ernie, so I guess you can say I'm an author now, but but I primarily, I make my living as an actor. I just was on CSI Miami.
Really?
Sunday, the season finale. You know, I was in The Social Network, which was filmed a couple of years ago, but I've done all the major shows, Two and a Half Men and Castle. And
really?
Suburgatory. I have an episode of Revenge coming up.
Do you look a lot different than you did when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's why we didn't recognize
you. Other than the glasses, the hair has receded. I look more like an accountant than I did, like a mop topper, Mo Howard in the old days.
Yeah. I probably saw you and I didn't even realize it.
Perhaps. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much on a lot of NCIS. I mean, I've done just about every show that's on the air at the moment, so... And I've got a great film that's coming out that has a real Canadian slant. Because the Canadians are very instrumental in an episode of American history. This film is called Argo. It's going to be out in October with Ben Affleck directed it. But the Canadians were very helpful during the Iranian takeover of the U.S. embassy in the 1970s. Six Americans escaped. But most people don't realize that six Americans escaped. They got out the back. They didn't capture all of the Americans at the embassy. And the Canadians were the only ones that would take them in. They gave them refuge in Tehran. And,
Now, did you say, is this a movie? Is this in the theaters or is it on TV?
No, it'll be in theaters and movie theaters.
When does that come out, Barry?
It'll be out in October. 2012.
And it's called Argo.
Argo is the name. I don't want to give it away when it has something to do with the story. But you can actually find it online. Wikipedia is called the Canadian Caper. But the Canadians were very, without the Canadians' help, those six Americans would have never gotten out. They were very helpful in getting them out under the noses of the Iranians who were in search of every American that they could get. It's a very exciting film. It's going to be a great movie.
I'll definitely go to see that.
We were talking, Barry, before the show that My Three Sons is still shown some areas through that network you said? What
Me
was that again?
TV. Me TV. M-E-T-V.
I don't think we'd get that here. It didn't sound
somewhere good. Out there. It's there. Yeah, it's not in every market. But it's soon. Maybe soon it'll be in your marketplace. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to see it again. Brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah. That's great.
Life was more carefree.
Absolutely.
But anyway, it's great to talk to you. I've got to run. I have an appointment, but I just had to call in and say that I really loved your show, and I wish you well.
Pleasure.
And I'll go to see Argo.
Yep, read my book, too.
Yes, Janet, gotta get his book. Thanks for calling in, Janet.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, on that note, let's take a bit of a short break here, and then when we come back, we'll get Barry you to share some more of these stories because they're pretty wild, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have actor Barry Livingston here with us today, and we've been sharing his personal journey of life playing Ernie on the hit TV show, My Three Sons, and Life Beyond. We've been talking about, I want to call you Ernie, how terrible. We've been talking about Barry's book, The Importance of Being Ernie, from My Three Sons to Mad Men, A Hollywood Survivor Tells All. Folks, I cannot brag enough about how fantastic this book is. If you're going through challenges in your life, as I was reading it, I found it to be very empowering, and it just shows you how someone had all these trials coming up in their life and, you know, stayed strong and got through them and is such a successful person today. Please read the book. Go to Amazon, The Importance of Being Ernie, from My Three Sons to Mad Men, A Hollywood Survivor Tells All. Barry, can we share with everyone the quick story about Elvis?
Well, I was working on a film at Paramount called My Six Loves with Debbie Reynolds, and you have a lot of downtime when you're, you know, working on a film, so I'd like to, used to love walking around the studio, and I came across this beautiful long white limousine, Cadillac limousine for probably, you know, maybe 1962, 63, the back door was open, and I looked in, you know, it was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen, all these switches, and had a TV, which really blew me away, because that was like something from the Jetsons, and lo and behold, you know, as I'm staring, you know, into this beautiful little back space with the back seat and all that, Elvis came out, and he was working on a movie there, and they had delivered this new customized limo for him. And so he hopped in and said, you know, saw me, you know, I don't know if he recognized me for my work or whatever, but he, you know, he said, you know, I'm just going to take a little test spin, and asked if I wanted to join him, and I said, sure, you know, this is a chance of a lifetime to ride with the king, you know. So I hopped in, and you know, we just drove around a lot, took maybe 10 minutes, you know, slow little crawl around the, you know, turn on the TV, we watched Popeye the Sailor, which was, you know,
pretty cool, like.
right up my alley. I thought he had good taste in cartoons, and so we got back to where we started, parted ways, and that was my Elvis encounter.
Pretty incredible, isn't it?
Right place, right time, you know, and the right guy.
And, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, we're all equals, and everybody should be treated as equals, you know? I think of, you know, the stories of Princess Diana being, you know, followed by all these paparazzi, and you're saying, you know, you couldn't go to the stores as a child. Just everyone's an equal, right?
You know, I mean, you strip away all the fame and all the other accoutrements that you get when you're, you know, on TV or film or whatever. You know, the bottom line is you're just a normal average person.
Exactly. Cry
and laugh the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we've got to share. We're going to move forward now. You're grown up now, and you have met your soulmate.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When I was reading that, I just so identified it with it the same way, because I met my soulmate in the most unexpected way. He was my mentor from Toastmasters.
Yeah.
Now, can you share with everybody, we've got about another 2 minutes left, but can you give everybody the quick version of your first encounter with your soulmate?
All right. I was at a bar, met this woman, Karen, and we were, you know, thought it was a little loud there. It was a nightclub, and it was kind of a country western, you know, it was Urban Cowboy, it was a big hit of the movie, and all the disco that suddenly turned into, like, you know, honky tonks. So we said, we'll go somewhere where it's a little more quiet. And we walked out of the place, and it was for Saturday night, 11:30. You know, people milling about everywhere you looked, line going, trying to get into this place. And as we walked out to the street, I looked and I saw this girl who's laying on a lawn in front of this place, and she's laying on her back. And yeah, I'm trying to score sensitivity points here with this new, you know, beautiful woman that I had just met. And I said, let's go over, see if she's okay. And anyway, as we got closer, it looked like she was wearing a white dress. It looked like it had kind of red roses all over it, you know. But then as we got closer and right on top of her, we realized it was blood that she had actually slashed her wrists.
Wow.
And we were like, oh my. You know, I was like, this is not what I was preparing here for. I thought, you know, she's probably just drunk or something. But anyway, she wasn't. She had a pulse. She wasn't breathing. My wife was in med school at the time.
Okay.
You know, and this is 1980, okay? So there's not only is there not cell phones, there's not even a 911, you know, hotline call. It was literally, I run back into the club, you know, trying to get somebody to their attention and tell them you've got somebody dying on your front lawn. And they eventually did one of those, you know, the old-fashioned way, that somebody went up to the microphone where there was a band playing and said, is there a doctor in the house? Please come to the front immediately. And sure enough, a doctor was there. And by that time, you know, we both ran outside, and I think Karen got her breathing again. But the doctor then took over, and that was our first, you know, the first half an hour that we knew each other. We were embroiled in a life-and-death situation.
And do you have these happen more often?
What's that?
Do they happen, like, have you had that happen before where you've been both put in the right place to help other people?
I don't seek out those scenarios either. It was you know, in retrospect, it's great the girl I know survived, because
she
was taken to a nearby hospital. She didn't have IDs, I don't know who she was, but she was taken to a nearby hospital, and my wife's sister Williams was working at that hospital.
Okay.
So there was a Jane Doe that came in and, you know, suicide attempt. She survived. And so, yeah, it was all good. And, you know, I knew I had to keep her, you know. You could save people. This is a good thing.
Well, you know, I ask you that question because my husband introduces me not as his wife but as his adventure, because he said he never knows what we're going to be doing next. And we find when we travel somewhere, there's always someone there that we're meant to be there to help. So, yeah, I was really identifying with that story. And
it was cool, but yeah, no, I don't think it was a lifetime thing. If it happens, you got to, you know, that was it. You were there. What are you going to do, walk away? So. You know, you jump into the deep end when you're somebody's in trouble.
Yeah. And you have two beautiful children.
We do, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
they're getting to be adults. Yep.
Well,
not kids anymore.
I have to tell you, we're out of time. And it has been truly an honor for me to bring you on the show, and truly such a gift for me to be able to read your book and your story. And you real, I have to thank you for doing that and helping so many people. You truly are a gift, my friend.
My pleasure. You know, it was fun to write it, and it's the fun part is hearing how it's touched people and helps people and given people maybe faith to proceed in their lives when they're in difficult times, and you know, these are difficult times we're living in, so I don't doubt that any place you can find inspiration is a good place, so I'm happy that it happened that way.
Well, thank you so much, and folks, I want to encourage you one more time, get this book, The Importance of Being Ernie. Go to Amazon. Barry's got a movie coming out October, Argo, and Revenge, is that right? ABC, May the 2nd, right?
Yeah, May the 2nd, Revenge, and the movie Argo, which I'd say has a very Canadian, God bless the Canadians, because they came through and when they needed help in this movie, and it's a true story, amazing true story. You'll hear about it, trust me. It's a big Warner Brothers movie. They're thinking, in fact, they pushed it back to October because they're thinking it really has Academy Award potential. Good. So there you go.
Well, on behalf of all us Canadians, I will sure be there to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend, for being here. Folks, we are out of time, and didn't I tell you that this was going to be an empowering show for you? Check out Barry Livingston and his book, The Importance of Being Ernie. We are out of time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest is Dr. Patricia Adson, and our topic is carving out me time. I want to thank my guest today, Barry Livingston, for being with us, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. I want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.